volume, this, this. When the drum beats go like this. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Welcome to 88.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Express yourself. Subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yeah, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians cuss at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself.
Expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I
got rhymes in my mind embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic getting physical, doing the job. The WA is the lynch mob. It's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is growing just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell a slamming, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Your armor be too hyped and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ, on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
That was for our friend Daniela, baking a pumpkin pie here on this Thanksgiving evening.
Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody who's listening out there.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving Eve and happy Thanksgiving to Daniela, who always expresses herself.
Have you put up your Thanksgiving tree yet, Chris?
No, I did bring the turkey, though.
Well, if you don't have a Thanksgiving tree, you can't expect any presents under it when the turkey comes down the chimney at midnight.
Yes, you are
correct. Isn't that how this one's supposed to work now?
I asked for a gravy boat this year. So we jumped into 88, and in the meantime, we had Jay call up, looking for a little Jethro Tull for him. Dom from Somerville called in, class of the 90s. Didn't want to say which year,
nice.
Even though he's younger than us.
Yeah.
He didn't want to say what year.
Must be 91 then.
Yeah, he said, great show, enjoyed the Dolphin Waxers a lot.
Hey.
And Stash called in, said hello. And Stash requested the Thompson Twins,
ooh,
who by 1988, I think, were in rehab.
Yeah, I don't think there's any Thompson Twins that runs into this particular set of years.
Yeah.
I do happen to have some with me.
Do you?
Yeah, if we wanted to break the rule. But
which one? I played Hold Me Now for him a couple of weeks ago when we were in 86, I think.
You know what? I think it is that one.
Yeah. I've got a picture.
But let me check
in my wall
and see what is in here.
That one.
Because
the
there
image
might
of
be.
You and me and we're blue.
That's
and
a
we're
good
having it all.
There might be more than one in here because I know I own more than one Thompson Twins song.
Hold Me Now.
It's a great band.
Hold me in your loving arms.
Let's see. There we are. Thompson Twins. So we'll see.
You got that?
Well, let me. If it's just that song, we're not. We've already played it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I got. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you pick the next one? You got 88 on there. Do you have 87? You want to do another 87?
Oh, you know, I actually have a couple of Thompson Twins songs on
do
here.
You?
Yeah. And this is stuff we would have been listening to in 87 and 88.
Yes.
So I can give you a choice between Lies and King for a Day.
Oh, we play. I think King for a Day is what Stash requested last time, and I played Hold Me Now. So
really?
Why don't we do King for a Day for him?
By request to our good friend Stash.
Here you go, Stash. King for a Day. And that is you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving. Stash, the king for a day, here on this pre-Thanksgiving evening, here on Time Travel. For our friend Stash, the king for a day, Thompson Twins, here on Time Travel.
Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up, there's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose.
Ice House, everybody. You're in 1988 here on Time Travel.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world, forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Paul Newman visiting us from beyond the grave here on Time Travel with nature.org.
Ooh. That's probably not the the best argument right now for the Nature Conservancy. You might want to get someone living to endorse your cause.
Yeah, I got more Paul Newman. I got a Tom Hanks. He comes in.
He's still alive, at least. You know.
Yeah.
Where's Morgan Freeman? What happened to him?
I don't know what happened to him. Somebody stole the CD.
He was helping out the Ducks Unlimited folks.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
I got to find... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take one of the old shows, and I'm going to make it so I got that again.
Pull that
Because it's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great PSA.
Take that.
That was my favorite.
Everybody loved the Morgan Freeman PSA.
Yeah, with the Ducks.
Yeah.
I would intro it, where's Morgan Freeman talking about Ducks? And then I'd play it.
Yeah.
So it became like a recurring thing. Recurring joke.
Can't go wrong with it.
On time travel. We are in 1988. We had an iced tea PSA with Drugs Are For Suckers.
Nice.
And then we had the Ice House with Electric Blue.
It's like an ice theme.
Yes.
Ice Baby.
No, that was later. That was 90. We're not going to get into Ice Baby. I don't know. No, actually, was that 89?
No, I think it was 1990.
That was 90, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the beginning
Let's
of
not remember that.
MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice. Now, okay, here we go. We had an argument a couple weeks ago, or a discussion, rather, because we kind of agreed anyway. I thought like 84 was probably one of the best years, or if not the best year, debatable, for music from the 80s. And you said 85 is bar none the best.
85 is superior in so many ways.
Now, let's talk about, well, that's an argument for another time. 85 is really, really good, but I think 84 and 85 are probably my two favorites. However, for today, 87, 88, and 89, I think the strongest one's 89. What do you think?
I think all three of those years are musically somewhat dead.
Yeah, especially 88.
88 is terrible.
Yeah, 88 is pretty bad.
Very little that was good happened in 1988. A lot of good stuff happened in 87.
Yeah.
I got to give it to 87 because you have a new Pink Floyd album that year.
Yep.
You have a new Sting album that year.
Mm-hmm.
You have
Nothing Like the Sun, yeah.
Bruce Springsteen album that year.
Tunnel of Love.
You have a U2 album that year.
No, U2 was Rattling Hum. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the big one. That was Joshua Tree. Yeah, that was a big one.
Rattling Hum, not nearly as good as Joshua Tree. No. It was 88.
Yeah. Agreed.
And what else did you have? I mean, there was just... Plus, there were a lot of good just singles and pop songs. Like In Excess. That album came out that year.
Yeah,
which
Need
was
You Tonight.
Huge.
Yep.
Squeeze put out Babylon and On that year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so many.
Aerosmith, Permanent Vacation.
Permanent Vacation from Aerosmith. There were so many great albums that came out in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1989, we're into Tone Loc and Roxette.
Now, see, I like Tone Loc. And Roxette was 88.
I like Tone Loc.
I liked the look, the Roxette.
That's on the iPod.
You got to love the Funky Cold Medina. I'm playing that one today.
That's a great one.
Yeah. It was the Wild Thing of the Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
Which one do you like of the two?
I've got Wild Thing. You got Funky Cold Medina. That is probably my preferred choice.
What, is it? Funky Cold Medina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Because that's a great song. But yeah, 88, I think we can agree, apart from Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Mm-hmm. That was 87.
No, 88.
No, I think that was 87.
Oh, that was very definitely 1988.
No, I got it as 87.
Very well, you're wrong.
Came out in 87.
Where did you...
But then it became big in 88.
Came out on December 31st, 87. It came out.
We'll have to end this argument after the next one. This one we both agree on for 88, though. Robert Plant.
Yes.
The Now and Zen album.
This was one of the highlights in 1988, and they were few and far between.
Yes.
But this is actually... I put this down as like a crucial rock and roll album everybody should own.
Yeah, this is a good tune.
If you don't have it, if you've never heard it, Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, put out this solo album in 88. A bunch of the songs on it were actually written by a guy who'd been a Plant fan for years.
Yep.
And wrote all these songs specifically for Robert Plant and then tracked them down. He was like, dude, you got to do these songs. And Robert Plant heard the songs and he was like, this is great. Let's make this album.
Yeah, it's a fantastic album, Now and Zen. And actually, it was recorded in 87, came out February 1988. And This one, we said that Heaven Knows was a great one. Ship of Fools, great one.
Yep.
Helen of Troy.
Helen of Troy, unbelievable song.
Great tune. But this one is a tall, cool one. You guys will probably remember this if you were around in 88.
A couple of Led Zeppelin samples hiding in this one, too.
Yes. Robert Plant here on Time Travel with Chris Earl, Derek Gary. Here with you until 7 p.m. We're in 1988, and we're going to amp up to 1989 a couple minutes. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. We'll be right back. That's Robert Plant with the tall, cool one here on Time Travel. You're in 1988. From the album Rattle and Hum from 1988, You Too with Desire. Good tune.
Good tune.
Good album.
The B.B. King song on that album was very, very good.
Yeah, When Love Came to Town.
When Love Comes to Town.
When Love Comes to Town.
Yep.
Yeah, and Angel of Harlem I liked.
Angel of Harlem wasn't bad, but a lot of it really felt like outtakes from the Joshua Tree.
I guess, a little bit.
It was sort of like, hey, we just made the biggest rock and roll album of all time. Yeah, we got a couple things still flowing around. Let's get those out the door.
Well, they went out to play. They went out and toured the U.S. and went to Graceland, and, you know, it was pretty cool. Still haven't found what I'm looking for live on there with the gospel, which is preferable to the actual one on Joshua Tree. What do you think?
Debatable.
Debatable.
They're both excellent versions in their own right.
Yeah. All I Want Is You's on there.
Yep.
Great song.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad album. I'm just saying it's... After the Joshua Tree, you got a long way to go.
Yeah.
To put out something else as good.
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever really put out anything as good as that album after that.
No, that's true. Well, Octung Baby, I actually like more.
Octung Baby, I think, comes closest out of everything that they did.
Yeah. I like that one actually a little bit more than Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. But that's me.
Yeah.
Because I was at a different stage of life then when Octung Baby came out.
Octung,
enjoyed it a little bit more.
My senior year of high school, and you develop an affinity for those sort of things.
Yeah. Did you like the Helter Skelter?
Helter Skelter was good.
And what about Van Diemen's Land? That was pretty lousy.
Yeah.
That's one to skip right over.
Yeah.
And then they actually have Jimi Hendrix playing the Star Spangled Banner.
They do.
It's like it's not even U2, it's Jimi Hendrix. It's not the Edge doing it, right? They just have like a radio playing Jimi Hendrix, right?
Yeah, but that's a great great piece of American history.
Yeah,
right
but
there.
You could put it on a Jimi Hendrix album. You don't have to be U2. Well, and I love U2, you know that.
Yeah, but you buy the U2 album, you get a Jimi Hendrix song for free. I mean, that's a win for everybody.
Well, a little pompous, I thought.
Who doesn't want that?
Just a little pompous, I thought. Saying like, this is the music we like to listen to.
Yeah,
that's what they said. Instead of buying a Jimi Hendrix album, you can hear it here.
We put a microphone next to a radio so you can enjoy it on our album.
Yeah. But there was some good stuff
that
on
may
there.
That may be one of the earliest examples of music piracy right there.
Could be.
You know, long before we had Napster and other ways of downloading music on the internet, you had to put a microphone next to a radio.
That's true.
Or have one of those radios with a built-in tape deck.
Yep.
So you could just tape stuff off the radio.
That's what I used to do with Dr. Demento.
Yep.
I had a broken headphones. I used the one that worked. And I put it down to the microphone on my cassette player to record the show.
Yep.
And I would listen back to it like all week, much to the chagrin of my family.
Yes, I used to do the same thing. I would tape record the show on Sunday and then just play it over and over and over and over again, and I never got tired of it.
Yeah. But another thing that was on Rattlehelm that was great, the Bullet the Blue Sky Live, probably the best live Bullet the Blue Sky that I've heard on there, and Silver and Gold.
Not really a big fan of that
you
one.
You don't like the Silver and Gold?
No.
Well, twice a year, at least once a year, but this year it was twice. Terrence Joyce, and he comes in and he talks about U2 with
me. And he'd punch me if I said anything bad about U2.
No,
so.
And he gets upset with me, and he knows I'm a huge fan. But what's interesting between me and Terrence is a huge live guy,
yeah.
And I'm a huge like B-side and album guy. So when we put together that show, we always put a lot of thought and a lot of discussion goes into that. So we're going to have to do that again in January, Terrence, if you're out there.
Very nice.
So all U2 is going to be coming up in January here on Time Travel. Right now, we're in 1988.
Oh, get me out of this year.
And we'll get you out of here. There's one more one that I wanted to play.
Really?
But let me just go through what I had here, okay? And I'm not going to play any of them, but I'm going to go through what I had. I had David Lee Roth, big that year, with Just Like Paradise.
Yep.
When It's Love on the other end of the spectrum with Van Halen, or Van Hagar, as they like to call him back then. A huge hit. And one of the oddest songs that I had ever heard in my entire life, Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin, which became a hit. And when we first heard it, I was with my buddies in the Bonneville up in Maine, and we heard it on the trip up to Maine, and we thought, this has got to be a joke. It's like, what is this? What are we listening to?
Yeah.
Because a cappella and the singing like that, all the layered a cappella that he did was unheard of. On popular radio,
and should still be unheard of because wow, that song makes me angry.
It's not. I've grown to like it, but
it still makes me angry.
But yeah,
I want to hit people when I hear that song.
Here's one that I wanted to play: a little Billy Ocean, "Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car."
That's
that was a big
song.
Hit that year.
Yep.
What else did we have? "Simply Irresistible," which was always fun on the car horn
Robert
when you were
Palmer.
Driving in the Bonneville. You could beep to "Simply Irresistible." "I Hate Myself for Loving You." Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Nice.
Which is a great song.
Yep, very good song.
End of the Line, Traveling Wilburys. Huge album that year.
Yeah.
We got to give props to the Traveling Wilburys for the 88 album. Proclaim is I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. She Drives Me Crazy. Fine Young Cannibals. Kokomo, which was a huge comeback for the Beach Boys that year. And Midnight Oil, which came out in 87, but they re-released it in America in 88 and 89. With the other one, what did you have?
Here's a couple others from the Hysteria album.
Oh yes,
Love Bites.
Yeah, Love Bites. Hysteria.
Wait by White Lion.
Wait was huge.
Michael Jackson had a major chart hit with Smooth Criminal.
Yes,
in 1988, which is one of my favorite.
And Bad was good. That's probably one of my favorites too.
One of my favorite songs of his.
Yep.
And a little guy who became prominent in later years.
Who's that?
Released his first album, Michael Penn.
Michael Penn?
Who's brother of Sean Penn, husband of Till Tuesday's Amy... what's Amy's last name?
Till Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's Amy Mann.
Amy Mann.
Yeah.
Amy Mann's husband.
What did he do?
He's put out a bunch of albums.
Has he?
Yeah. You should get into Michael Penn.
Michael
like
Penn?
Him. Yeah.
I don't know.
Brave New World was his first single and was excellent piece of music.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to play one more from 88. So those are all the songs from 87, 88 we're not going to play for you today. But they were on our list, and they were in our thoughts and in our minds and in our hearts here on Time Travel. We got 20 minutes left of Time Travel. We're going to get you into 89. We're going to say goodbye with this song from 1988 that was a big hit for the Information Society that year. This is What's On Your Mind, Pure Energy in parentheses.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
So that's Pure Energy from 1988 here on Time Travel.
Gotta love a song that quotes Star Trek.
Yes. Worked so far, but we're not out that. And then Pure Energy, Spock singing.
Leonard Nimoy finally had that pop hit that he'd been looking for all those years.
Bilbo Baggins? Oh, this one.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did the Bilbo Baggins, too.
Yes,
and
he
also
did.
What else did he do?
Oh, he did a whole bunch of stuff.
Illogical or something like that?
Yeah, him and Shatner both really needed to stop doing that.
Yeah. Well, now is the time. We got 15 minutes left, so we finally reached 1989, which is the year I graduated. And this is the junk that we were listening to that year. It isn't junk, actually. It's pretty damn awesome. Let's go to 1989, everybody. I'm going to start you off with some real meat from 89, Motley Crue. '89, everybody. Motley Crue there, and as promised, here comes the funky cold Medina with Tone Loc.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap.
So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky Comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Lizzy, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. You know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
That's Tone Loke from 1989. And unfortunately, we're running out of some time. So there's one final thing that I want to play from 89. One thing that I actually want to say real quick. We had a lot of callers and we had a lot of listeners today. Thanks for listening, Donna and Jeff and Sheila and Steve and Matt. The other Steve. Who else did we have calling? We had Mark from Medford. We had Carol, Daniela. We had Mark from Medford again. Dom, Stash.
And stick around because we're going to keep the music and fun going for another 2 hours. You're going to be here for the next show.
Absolutely, here at WOW at 7 o'clock.
Get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving and what lies beyond.
Yep. And as always, it went by very fast, Derek.
It does. You know, it's just boom, like time's gone.
Yeah, it's like we got to 89, and I'm glad we landed here, but I'm only going to do one more thing from 89 here. Now, this is what I had left from 89 that I was going to play, but I'm not. Pump Up the Jam, Technotronic, Hey Ladies, the Beastie Boys, Epic by Faith No More, Mixed Emotions, the Stones, and I'm going to settle with this final one here. Nothing says 80s like Duran Duran.
Nothing at all.
And this is one of the coolest mixes I've ever heard in my life. And I hope you all agree. This is Burning the Ground from 1989. Duran Duran summing up our quest through the 80s, our travel through the 80s.
And their decade of the 80s.
And our decade of the 80s. And we'll be back to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. Here is Burning the Ground by Duran Duran as 80s month ends here on Time Travel. And hello to everybody at the class of 89. We'll see you on Friday at our 20th high school reunion. Here's Duran Duran. Isn't this a cool, cool song,
this
Derek?
This is an awesome mix. I love this.
It's with a little reflex in the background there. Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, man. Yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better guest to round out my 80s mix here this whole month on Time Travel.
Something about spending Thanksgiving Eve with a good friend and
yes.
Some good songs. It just puts you in the spirit.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got Gobbles is still here, and he's going to be following us into here at WOW.
He is.
And... Thanks again.
Very special edition of Here at Wow. So we don't do that show anymore around here.
Yes, it would be. It'll be excellent. I'm looking forward to it. Let me jump out of burning the ground here. You've been listening to Time Travel on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. Here every week from 5 to 7 on Wednesday nights. My guest today has been Derek Gary. Stay tuned for Hear It Wow with Mr. Derek Gary and myself, Chris Earle, as the guest. See you next week, Time Travelers. And happy Thanksgiving.
We're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash or dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. No, it's night. Yeah, we're full. Yeah, no meat. Yeah, no peas. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgicle?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I had some nice tang?
No.
Thinking a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No. It's night. Yeah, we're full. Cheese. Yeah. We're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not eat that.
Come on.
Oh no, we ain't
we're
gonna
both
eat
nauseous
that.
And drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220.
We're not gonna eat that.
Mashed potatoes.
No, we ain't gonna eat that.
More green bean casserole.
Oh, we're not gonna
no.
Eat
stop
that
it.
And
casserole.
Are you still awake?
No.
I thought you were a cupcake.
From November 25th, 2009, this was Time Travel with Chris Earle and Derek Gary, the best of Time Travel number 5. I'll be doing these throughout the end of the year. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from Chris Earle, 2021. Take care, everybody. WMFO, Medford.